Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, which means it's time to Ask T. Frank, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. A gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is time to Ask T. Frank. This is where we take your questions and we give those to T. Frank. In the end, we'll pick out a best question and they will receive, get this, T. Frank, we've changed. It's getting into the colder months. It's going to be the KSN sweatshirt now instead of the polo shirt. Yeah.
Yeah, I busted out a couple sweaters yesterday. Well, I was pretty excited about
that. Tell you what, I haven't sent you out a sweatshirt yet. You've been sporting the KSN polos. As we get to the cooler season, we'll get you your sweatshirt. T. Frank, I'm going to start with my question first. We didn't get to it in quarter number two like we were supposed to. Talking about the Indiana game coming up, I need your prediction. What do you see? It's a 10-point spread or about thereabouts. What is your game prediction?
So this is without doing the film review so far yet this week. But based on what I've seen from the metrics, what I've seen from Sean Clifford, I have said, other than the Villanova game where I didn't give a prediction, I've given the edge to the other team. That is changing now. This is going to be Penn State 35 and Indiana 17. I agree with you. I think Penn State is out for blood in this game. I think that they remember in detail what happened to them last year. And I also think that, this might be a game where you see a guy like Devin Ford run back a touchdown as a kick returner. So just a little bit of redemption there. But in general, I think Penn State is the superior team, and I think that they have enough good things going for them in key areas that Indiana is not going to be able to match.
And a potential very bold prediction with a special teams touchdown. Speaking of Indiana, remember it's a night game, and if you're looking for a great way to stay in Happy Valley for the weekend, if you go to gopsurv.com, they have great ways to spend the weekend with an RV out there ready for you, and you get $400 off on any RV. Contact Mark at 800-519-8467. All right, let's hit the questions. T. Frank, let's start with Jack in Scranton, because he wants to talk about the running game, and I know that thrills you, T. Frank.
Yes.
Jack says, is Nick Singleton going right to the top of the depth chart when he arrives next year?
I did not think so a month ago, but now I don't know. I would still say no, simply because that he would have to earn that. It's not like he's going to immediately go to the top of the depth chart. But he does provide exactly what I said when I said that they're missing this particular element, and that is an explosive runner. And if there's anything he is explosive. So can he have a role on the team? Yes. Does somebody transfer from that position? Also, I think yes. So that to me is what I'm looking at as far as he will definitely have a role. I thought maybe before this season, before I'd seen what he had done in the off season as far as his weight room work and his physical development, I thought maybe you could redshirt him just because you can afford to with the depth they have. No need now. He is a guy that is going to at least see some time as long as everything goes according to plan, I think. And plan means also what you're expecting, not necessarily just the best case scenario. I do think some of these running backs are going to transfer, and obviously John Lovett is moving on either way, so there's opportunities that will open.
it's interesting. This is a couple years in a row where we came into the season saying, wow, look at all that depth, that running back. And it didn't take too many games into the season before we were questioning that position. All right. Here's an interesting question. This is Art from Pittsburgh. We didn't talk defense at all, T. Frank, in the first couple segments. Fortunately, Art goes in that direction. He says, what makes this year's defense so much better than it was a year ago?
They aren't messing up. They aren't doing dumb things. And I always hesitate to call out individual players. I don't know that that's always the best thing to do, but there were certain guys last year, some of them that are not here anymore, and some that are and are just playing better, that were playing outside the structure of the defense. They were doing too much, and they were trying to be Superman, or they were just missing their assignment. Those guys either have moved on or not, or are playing better this year. And then the natural athleticism is taken over. And Jaquan Brisker and Joey Porter Jr., that secondary has become an elite unit. And this is what you see when you have an elite secondary. They can kind of wallpaper some problems. It's the ultimate last line of defense. And if your last line of defense is one of your best strengths, you can eliminate a lot of problems at the origin, or at the termination point, I should say. So the defense from front to back is playing better. Guys, I think, are in better situations when you've got Brandon Smith is playing very well in coverage. He's doing that from the box, which is better for him. You've got Jesse Luketta playing his out of his mind at defensive end, still learning to be a pass rusher, but all of his run defense skills are blossoming at that position. And then you've got, I think, Jerry Brown playing very well. So there's nobody playing poorly. That's a part of it, too. It's just, in general, good team defense with some stars mixed in there. And that's really what it's been. And obviously, Arnold Ebikidi. Can't forget to mention him. He has been a difference maker. I was looking at this today. According to PFF, he leads the nation in hits on the quarterback. Not sacks, but he's hitting the quarterback. He's getting home. It's just that he's causing that disruption, and then the ball's going in the air, and it's not accurate, and the secondary has a play on the ball.
And you didn't want to mention names in a negative way. I will. I think that Lamont Wade often appeared to me that he took some really bad angles, which led to big plays. That's not happening with the safeties this year, Brisker and Jair Brown. And I also thought, a year ago, Jesse Luketa, he just seemed to be lost in space out there oftentimes. And this year...
not in space anymore.
Right. At defensive end, he's been like a revelation. So I'm guessing when you said, gee, there's been players who are gone, and there's players who are back who are playing much better, those are two names that you may have been thinking about.
There's also, yes. And there's also a young linebacker that transferred to Michigan who was in a rough situation but did not make things easier on himself. And, yeah.
All right. Let's get to the next question. Charlie in Johnstown says, what is the biggest difference in general when you have a Power 5 team playing against an FCS team like Villanova? Is it speed or is it strength or depth of talent or something else?
It does depend on the team, because Ball State had some speed, and I know they're not an FCS team, but they are a lower level, clearly different talent level. Usually, that's tough, because usually it's everything, because your corners aren't as fast, you aren't as big, and typically, the speed is closer than the size. That's the differentiator, even in Power 5, between the elite teams and the very good teams, is you have the manimals up front. You have the guys that are big, strong, fast, physical. Everything that Penn State fans want their offensive line to be. They want them to be good at everything. Those guys are super rare. And there's only a couple of them every year, just like quarterbacks, and certain teams get most of them. So that would be the biggest differentiator to me. And again, I do understand why Penn State football fans are mad after the running performances, because we have that and they don't. But in this particular situation, Villanova had very good linebackers. 43 and 29 were very good football players, and they were fast and quick, and they were playing downhill. I think you saw the problem show up when Penn State tried to throw the football, and that was the obviously that's where Villanova fell apart. But up front, they had adequate athletes, so it kind of depends on the situation. But in general, the size and strength is the biggest difference between the two.
And I think let's not lose sight of the fact that this was a blowout by the score. Outside of those last couple touchdowns, Villanova scored against Penn State's backups. So there shouldn't be that concern like they were ever in danger of losing the game. I think the concern with the running game wasn't so much, gee, they couldn't run the ball against Villanova. I think it was more, well, gee, if they can't run it against Villanova, will that make them so one-dimensional going forward that, the Indianas or the Iowas, the Michigans, the Ohio States would be able to defend them much better or much easier.
And I do understand that. I do think that you should be concerned about that. But my point is, so far this season, you have seen elements of the run game working. You have seen it be efficient enough to beat two top 25 teams. So that's, to me, that's the thing is like, if it were a normal non-conference season, yeah, you could say that. But Penn State has won two humongous games, and their running game has been largely the same in every single game. So that's really what it is to me.
All right, let's get one more question in here. Steve from Chicago says, hey, T. Frank, if Clifford continues to have success, do you think he'll return for another year, which would allow the touted quarterback recruits a year to learn? Keep up the great work.
Well, thank you. No. And that's based on, and this is the thing, is like, James Franklin says things that he means, but there are always exceptions. And James Franklin said, I think it was last week, we have basically ignored the COVID year. We're not going to address that at all. Everyone is on their original clock. So that means Clifford, this is his final year. If Clifford plays the way he's playing right now for the rest of the season against every single team, he's going to the NFL. So there's no decision to be made there. But if James Franklin is true to his word, then Clifford is moving on, and they are going to have a new starting quarterback. Now, are you going to be principled at the sacrifice of your own team? Probably not. So if there is an avenue for a player to return, I didn't think before the first month of the season that it would be, but here it is.
Real quickly, name, image, and likeness, the fact that he could be paid to stick around, any factor?
No.
All right.
No, not even close.
We need a winner.
Let's go with Art from Pittsburgh because, yeah, we didn't talk enough about the defense.
All right. Art is our winner. Stick around in quarter number four. We have Dustin Schutte talking Big Ten football. Stick around for that.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.